Blog Talk Radio.
Walk up in the club with a lot of girls, hang around my neck like diamonds and pearls. Me and my crew, we gonna rock the house, make your chick turn inside out. Wow, I just can't believe it, tonight's gonna be lots of cheating. No, you can't say I wanna see you leaving, I thought I was bad, but then she beat it. Damn, come show me what you got. Damn, come show me what you got. Damn, come show me what you got. Hot, 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 hot.
Move that ass to the front and move it slowly to the back. Turn around down on the ground and make it clap, clap. Just like a porn star.
Dollhouse Radio, and without further ado, it's time for the true front to back. Take it away, bitches.
Good evening, all you horny motherfuckers. Welcome to the true front and back. I am your host, Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla, Natural 34F Boobs. And my sexy co-host is sexy Karen Fisher. Hi, Karen.
Hey. Hi.
So we're going to do something different tonight, not like we normally do, like a normal show. It should be exciting. I'm kind of excited about it. Are you, Karen?
Yeah, I am excited as well.
So our guest is obviously having technical difficulties or whatever, so she will not be joining us this evening, Misty Stone. So that's unfortunate.
Well,
I was really looking forward to the interview, but, you know, it happened.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Yeah. But anyway, we have in place our lovely The Rub PR.
Yay!
So she's going to come in a few, and she's going to join us, and we're going to talk about a lot of interesting things. So, it should be interesting. So tell me why we wait for Erica. What you've been up to lately?
What have I been up to lately? I just had a movie come out, Mommy's Back 2 from Evil Angel. So that came out, and, you know, that's pretty much it. We went to Exotica. Have we even been on the air since after Exotica? I don't even remember. So we went to Exotica. That was fun. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm just in Portland right now visiting family, getting ready for the 4th of July.
Are you doing anything special?
You know, I have no idea what we're doing. I have no freaking idea what I'm doing for the 4th of July. Because it's really hot here right now. It's like in the hundreds, which is hot for Portland. And I live in Palm Springs, so I'm used to the heat. But it's really humid here, so it's just like, it's just really freaking hot, and it's going to be crowded everywhere. And I can kind of take the heat a little bit, but my mother, who I'm, like, staying with, cannot handle it at all. So I don't really know what we're going to do. It might actually be kind of like a little bit of a boring day.
Oh, well, I'm currently in Florida right now. I just flew down today. I was in New York I was home for a while. You know, it's cold there. Not really cold, but it's like 65, maybe 70, rainy,
really?
Cold. Yeah, we're not going to have much of a summer, which really sucks. Crazy. But anyway, so tonight our topics are, we're going to talk about like weird things that happens, like if we date people outside the industry, and like maybe like weird things that happen on a date or maybe in the bedroom, or yeah, because we already talked about weird things on a porn set. So let's, you know, kind of like reverse it a little bit.
Like weird things off a porn set.
Yeah, because there's still like.
Go ahead.
Huh? Oh. No, because it's like they still ask us weird things because they know that we're in the industry. So.
That's
right, because obviously you tell them that you're in the industry, right?
Well, I think it would be stupid at this point for me to be like, oh, I'm a secretary. and then there's all this, like, crap all over the internet with me in it. That would be really stupid. So, yeah, I you know, honestly, I have not had a really serious boyfriend for probably about 5 years, because my last serious boyfriend he stressed the crap out of me because he just couldn't handle it. And ever since then, I've been kind of like, I don't want to open that can of worms again.
Oh, I know. I know how you feel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know how you feel. So, yeah, so that's going to be like, it's going to be interesting topic, you know, with me and you and the Rub PR.
Yeah. I'm excited to have Erica on. I'm kind of bummed out that, you know, our original guest didn't work out, but we are going to still make the most of it. I would like to have some people call in this show. I know I say that every show, but please call in. Give us your 2 cents. We want to hear from you. And make sure you press 1. You have to press 1.
It's going to be all Karen's fans.
Maybe. No, I wonder if the Virgin is going to call tonight. I'm very curious to see.
He calls every week, but that's great, you know. It shows great dedication.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
So we're going to hopefully take, you know, Erica will be joining us after the break, but we're going to pay some fucking bills, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio.
All right.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest host. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily. Dollhouse Radio is home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, email your music submissions to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on our Dollhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, dollhouseradio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Audrey Joel, Takara, Split Star, Griffith the One, Rome Star J, Feta, and Heroin. Don't miss all the tea Hot Sugar is dishing out. Be sure to follow our Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dollhouse_Radio, and be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
After 4 or 5 bottles of that bub, yes, we making love like Usher in the club.
Come on.
Little mama got her eyes on me. We gonna have on a baby in the VIP.
Let's go.
We busting champagne corks in the earth. Shaking up the bottle, throwing bubbles everywhere.
Yes,
all days, party nights, welcome to my world. I'm on the dance floor stepping with a very freaky girl. Pop champagne like we just won the title. DJ's cutting and going on my finals. Bottle after bottle, drinking like it's no tomorrow. Politicking with a model body looking like a bottle.
Wow.
Posing for the pictures like it's for a magazine. Jimmy Choo pumps with the painted on Jeannie. We gon' make this a night to remember while the record plays. Looking for a secretary, shawty, what's your resume? I'ma play the full court press, she love the way I ball. Rubbing on the waistline and blames it on the alcohol. I got a star struck, 2 hands up in the back of the VIP playing 2 hand touch.
Yeah. Bottle after bottle, it's on, and I'm gone.
We gon' party till the lights come on.
Got the champagne, we coppin' Patron, taking shots till it's gone.
We gon' party till the lights come on.
I'm drinking dark liquor tonight. All my liquor is light.
We gon' party till the lights come on.
It's a Kodak moment tonight. We get right.
We gon' party till the lights come on. Damn, you look good, girl, back that ass up.
Damn.
Step behind the velvet rope and fill your glass up.
Whoa.
Sip a little bubbly with an eligible bachelor.
Yes.
My future looking bright, taking off like NASA.
Yo.
Smoking on homegrown, fresh from Nebraska. Left wrist looking like the heart of Alaska.
Yo.
Storybook finished, that's the end of that chapter. Shorty caught in a rapture, in love with a rapper. Show me what you're working with, mommy shaking it fast. Both hands gripping the bottle, I'm doing the dang dash.
Yo.
I'm in the club like 56, getting bit. Shorty want a bad boy like Puffy, but she innocent. Standing on the couch with my shoes on. Hold the club on fire, getting their groove on. Shorty grinding on me and doing the damn thing. My crew doing the same. Bling, bling, it's a fly guy thing.
Pop the bottle after bottle, it's on, and I'm gone.
We gon' party till the lights come on.
Got the champagne, the coffee, Patron. Taking shots till it's gone.
We gon' party till the lights come on.
Drinking dark liquor tonight. All my liquor is light.
We gon' party till the lights come on.
It's a Kodak moment tonight. We get right.
We gon' party till the lights come on. After 4 or 5 bottles of that bub, we making love like Usher in the club. Little mama got her eyes on me. We gon' have on a baby in the VIP.
Let's go.
After 4 or 5 bottles of that bub, we making love like Usher in the club. Little mama got her eyes on me. We gon' have on a baby in the VIP.
Let's go. Welcome back to the Truth Fighting Back. You were listening to Party Until the Lights Come On. So you're listening to Truth Fighting Back on Dollhouse Radio with your sexy co-host, Boobzilla, and my sexy Karen Fisher.
Can you hear?
So we're just waiting on Erica.
Yeah, Erica, call us.
I'm here.
Oh, you're here.
Oh, my God.
You said call at 8:45. You changed the time. Hello. It's the only time I get to see you both at the same time.
You really don't get to see us both because you can't really see me.
You can listen.
I can hear our
lovely voices.
I can see you. I'm psychic like that. I can
see us through the phone.
All right, so well, thank you for joining us on Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio on such short notice.
Welcome. You are very welcome.
It's just such a great, publicist you are. So we'll just tell people about a little bit about yourself, that people that don't know you.
Okay, I'm Erica Icon. I own the Reb PR, and we specialize in adult performers, companies, and studios. And I'm also starting a mainstream company, which has not launched yet. Karen and Desiree are my clients, along with a bunch of other girls. But we won't mention them because it's all about Karen and Desiree.
It's all about the boobies tonight.
Yeah, all three of us, huh? It's a boob-tacular.
Right.
That's true. Erica has big boobs, too.
Yes, she does. Erica
mistaken. We did get them all in the picture. Remember? We all took a picture together.
What
we
picture?
All got our boobs in. The one at the SRCO's.
Oh, that one, yeah. With my mouth open when I was trying to bite Karen's boob.
Yes, and you're blocking my boob,
so
you can't see mine.
And why
Karen doesn't
remember?
Pay attention. Karen never pays attention when it's picture time because it's like, you know, she's just like,
she's
hey, hi, I'm here. Like, take a picture.
She's blinded by the flash bulbs.
I guess so, yeah. I don't remember any of this, and apparently I was there, so.
You were. I'll retweet it. I'll retweet the picture.
It's in my Instagram.
So, what are, like, good things that you usually tell, like, someone that wants to be a client, what they should do? Like, is it good for girls not to show up for things, you know, be late?
Like your previously scheduled guest? You know, if that was you would be in big trouble. You'd be in the you'd be in the little dog house with the little dog here and the little dog Bosco. My clients are known for being on time or early, being ready to go, and being professional. And occasionally I'll have a client that doesn't fit that mold. I might have one right now. It's not either one of you.
Alex Chance
hasn't been a client in many years. Thank you.
Right, but she was very, doesn't know how to handle anything. But, yeah, go continue.
No, yes, exactly. When you do, you should always be nice to the media. When you are doing an interview, you should be nice to people. She was nice. But it's important to follow through. And, you know, I remind my clients in the morning about their interviews. Some of them I have to remind in the morning and an hour or two before. But generally, most everybody remembers their interviews. It's very rare they don't. And it's my job, you know, if you can't do it, to connect with the person you're supposed to interview with, which I had to do earlier because one of my girls was waiting for her driver for 2.5 hours and her phone broke again.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, she's having a rough, rough day.
I would cuss that driver out for 2.5 hours.
I know. Probably an Uber driver because that's how she gets around. I don't know if she doesn't drive or she doesn't know how to drive. I haven't asked her.
That's bullshit because Uber comes, like, really quick.
Not always.
Usually. Sometimes they're really busy.
Oh.
And,
okay.
And sometimes they charge you $600 for a ride if you call them at peak hours. I saw somebody. $600 Uber bill. Like, I think they're fighting it. But, yeah. $600. They showed it on LA.
Whoa.
Yeah,
that's
usually during like rush hour, and I think they drove like 30 miles, but geez, that's like $20 a mile.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's insane. That is totally insane.
So
would you encourage your client to say like, Google me and, you know, things like that. Like, when you're talking on social media to, like, fans, especially fans that don't know you. Because I am, like, a prime person that does tell guys, like, you can just look up my name, you know, Google me. But it's not in a bad way.
No, you're nice, and Karen is very nice. Karen is very, very nice to her fans. She loves her fans. She is, like, uber nice to her fans. Like, Karen is so nice.
We
not
talked about
always,
how Karen's nice.
Usually.
Yes, Karen's always nice. And then if she wants to tell someone off, it's like super nice way. It's like, oh, it's okay. You're just an asshole. Like, but she smiles about it. Me, I'll be like, fuck you, asshole. Like, shut the fuck up. And it's totally
different. I love it when Karen says bad words. I always start laughing because it's so shocking.
No. I actually like to use the F word a lot. But
I've never heard you say that.
I think I say it a lot. I'm like, gosh, I need to stop saying that word so much. I don't know.
But
I guess I don't give off that.
When my clients do interviews, I send over notes, though. So, like, you know, like, if you guys know that, anytime you've interviewed any of my other clients, I always send over notes, like what they're promoting, a bio and photos. A lot of the publicists don't do that. But I think it's really important because sometimes you don't know who you're talking to. And, you know, and you don't have the time to do the research. Or we get the problem of interviewers asking the girls stupid questions, like really stupid questions.
Yeah.
I had a dominatrix client, you know who she is, Desiree, and there was a guy that asked her if she, like, you know, ran ads on Craigslist, if she uses strap-on, how much is she charging. You can't ask those kinds of questions to a dominatrix because, like, what they're doing isn't illegal. Them are not having sex with their clients. They're, you know, just doing their bondage or fetish sessions, whatever you want to call it. So in that situation, I had to start sending out a no list of questions you're not allowed to ask her. And I always say don't ask, like, about families, boyfriends, girlfriends, kids, unless they want to talk about it because, you know, that's your private life. And sometimes there's some, you know, stress there, like your family doesn't know or your family doesn't approve or you don't want people to know you're married or you have kids, you know, stuff like that. So that's always a no-no. But I always tell people to be nice, and I'm always nice to people. Sometimes it's hard, really, really, really hard. But I never get into it with people on social media because I tell you guys not to do it. So, you know, I say be nice. Don't start fights. Don't be negative. Don't talk about drugs, although I have one client that's allowed to do it.
That's unfair, because I should be allowed to do it, too.
Well, if the person who's paying for it owns a weed shop, then, you know.
So tonight's topic, we're going to talk about weird things that we have to deal with, like, on like in our dating.
Oh, I have a good one that just happened.
All right, but
hold that thought.
Yeah, but hold that thought. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to pay some fucking bills. You're listening to Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio.
Take off, let's go, whoa, don't steal my lane, go, let's get it, Young Beast, that's my name, world, 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 welcome to the show, whoa, it's time to go. Let's take off, let's go. Yeah, let's get it. Born in Jamaica, tell me who gon' stop me. Born in Jamaica, tell me who gon' stop me. Seen a lot of girls, man, they wanna top me. And you see the foreign, the top will drop me. Young B City drop, that's the move. The takeoff here, now let me go. I'm reppin' Long Island if you never know. Born in Jamaica, man, I live that life. Choppers on my lap every day and night. See me in the streets, nigga, what it do? Long Island, Southern State, 32. No pen, nigga, this is off the dome. Indyville, don't worry, I'm coming home. Take a chance when you get a chance. Yeah, you need to do that. Take a chance when you get a chance. Take off, I need to do that. Yeah. Young Beach, bitch, I'm back on it. Bitch, I'm back on it. You see the track, I put my stamp on it. Yeah. I do it. Freestyling, man, it's nothing new. I love 732. Northside, baby, what it do? Young Peach, I'm making moves. When you see me, dog, you see me. Lot of kids wanna be me. Long Island, I'm the genie. Shout out my homie Beanie. Maestro, hold your head. I know them papers coming through. Trust me when I say that, dog. Everything gon' be alright, dog. I ain't stopping till the beat stop. I ain't stopping till my heart stop. I ain't stopping till the wheels stop. And I ain't stopping till my girl stop. Young Beast, man, I've been a beast. Long Island on the far east. They love the boy Young Peach. 631, man, I run the streets. Yeah. What it do, man? It's the takeoff. I don't need to write it. You just hear it. That's how we do. Philadelphia, I see you, man. Yeah. Young Peach. Southern State 32, what it do? This is not a dream, but it came through. I do it. This is what I'm living. My life, music. Take off, we here. And now we gone.
Ooh, welcome back, you all you horny motherfuckers. You're just listening to Take Off by Young Peach on Dollhouse Radio on Truth Front and Back. You are with Boobzilla and myself and Sexy Karen Fisher and our lovely guest Erica Icon.
Hello.
Hello. So our topic tonight, we're going to talk about, we were talking about before we went to break, was weird things that happen in our dating world.
Ooh.
Do you have any weird?
I got one. It happened 10 minutes ago.
Oh my God.
It's hard enough dating for what the industry we work in. And I'm just a businesswoman. I'm not in movies. So I can think it's 20 times harder for you ladies. So I don't really tell people what industry I work in when I internet date or meet people out always right away. Anyway, so I wrote an email to this guy. He seemed really cool. He's a hockey fan like me. And, you know, sometimes I take the chance and I write them. I said, oh, you know, I read every profile and I, you know, think we have a lot in common and we both like hockey, blah, blah, blah. You know, my name's Erica. Guy writes back and tells me I misspelled Buddhist in my profile. Really? 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 Fucking really? And I read it, but I looked at it. I didn't misspell it. I spelled it with B-U-D-D-H-I-S-T. Correct. And I tried to misspell right. And I go, wow, that's all you have to say to me. And he goes, and I said, I spelled it right. He goes, no, you didn't. And, you know, and he was just being snippy. And I said, you know what? You're petty. Like, I see people make spelling errors all the time. But to point, well, first of all, I didn't make spelling error. But to point out somebody's spelling errors, that's the first thing you have to say to them. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I just keep responding that to every person I talk to. And I just couldn't believe, like, how petty it is. And I read him back, and I'm like, gee, I see why you're single, you know. And then I blocked him.
Yeah,
wow.
That's douchey. That's douche-tastic. You spelled douche-tastic.
Only Karen comes up with these weird words.
I've heard it before, but when she uses it, it's fucking hilarious.
Douche-tastic, yes. Yeah, that is pretty lame. Oh,
what about you, Ken?
Oh, gosh. But I haven't had, like, a really serious boyfriend for a really, really long time. Because it is fucking hard to date. Like, but the last, you know, a guy I went on a few dates with out where I live. So he told me he never watches porn, totally is not into porn. And so I'm at the AVN convention, and I see him walking around, like, all day long by himself. And finally he sees me. I'm like, oh, hey, what's going on? And he's like, oh, I'm like, like, I'm here with my friends. I'm like, where are your friends at then? And he's like, So, yeah, that was a little
that's
weird.
Beyond weird. That's stalkerish.
And then another time. Well, I don't know if he was stalking me or if he just is like one of those guys who's like, I love porn, but I'm going to tell her that I'm not interested in porn at all. You know, who fucking knows? But I was just like, you're an idiot. And another time I spent the night at this guy's house and he's like, I never really look at magazines. I never really look at movies. And so I take a shower. And I go to grab a towel, and right where the towels are, there's like a gigantic stack of Gore magazines. I was like, okay, you never look at magazines, but you have a gigantic stack of them in your bathroom. That really makes sense. So, yeah, that was a little weird.
This is why Karen answers interviews where they ask her what her favorite toy is, and she says Hitachi Magic Wand, and that it's her boyfriend.
This is what made me turn to my Hitachi Magic Wand. No, you know, it's not that. Like, you know, part of me is like, oh, it would be really cool to, like, you know, have a significant other. And then, one, I'm so busy. I'm so such a busy lady. I'm busy. I'm here, there, everywhere. And it is, like, every guy thinks they can handle it. And in the end, it seems like most usually they can't. So
they can't. Nope, they can't. It's hard. It's really hard.
Or very rare. Like, I know some girls who do have, relationships, but it's, like, very few and far between.
Would you ever, like, date somebody in the porn industry?
I did.
You did?
Yeah, I dated a director.
Was it Ron Jeremy?
Shut up, no. You're terrible.
Don't lie, Erica.
No.
Ew,
no, I dated Jason that.
Gross.
Now, Desiree knows who it is.
Okay.
You need to go wash your hands.
No, but it was good because he understood, like, what I did for a living, and he did something different, you know, than I did. And I knew that he did scene work too. And I watched one of his scenes and it's completely different from when we'd have sex. So I was fine with it. You know, but you know, then he like kind of like mentally has problems. So like we dated 6 months and it didn't work out. And it sucked because every time I went to go post a press release on Adult DVD Talk, there he is in the press release section making comments and having threads. And I'm like, ugh. And then he dated this girl who stalked me for 3.5 years because I dated him before she did. It was so bad. And I was like, never again. Like, there's a lot of guys I'd love to have sex with in the industry or date, but I'm like, never again. Never again.
Karen, would you date somebody in the industry?
I would. I mean, I think that would be easier than trying to date somebody out of the industry. But the thing is, like, generally most of the guys are a lot younger than me, so I really have like nothing in common with them. Actually, even the guys my own age, I have nothing in common with them. So I wouldn't be
older.
Like, no, I would what?
You're like the guys younger and older have nothing in common with you, so no.
Yeah, no, I was just thinking that. I'm like, no, it's not just the young guys. It's pretty much just the guys. Not to say I don't like them or they're not fun or they don't have, like, good qualities. It's just generally we don't have a lot in common. So.
I would
never
definitely date somebody in the industry. Because they just come on the set. Most of them come on the set very cocky, and I can't stand that.
Oh, Desiree, there's this one guy I'm totally in love with that's a performer, and I told one of the agents this, and he sent me a link, and he's on Rent Boy. He does gay escorting, and I'm like, no, you just burst my bubble. You just ruined my day.
Yeah, I guess there's that.
And that's another thing, like all these straight men trying to say that they're straight, but they do gay for pay. You know, I just feel very different about that.
I was so sad.
Yeah, I don't
mind
if people are bisexual. You know, like, I have my gay friends, whatever, who cares? But I don't necessarily want a boyfriend who likes to suck dick.
Exactly. But I don't mind whatever you do behind closed doors, but don't try to say that you're straight when you really like getting your dick sucked by another dude and you're banging some dude in the ass. Like, you're not straight.
You can't compete against that. You don't have the right part. You know,
well,
like,
no.
That's the most messed up part of all. Like, can't compete against that. You know, I mean, maybe a tranny could because it, you know, has a dick and is a girl, sort of, but you can't compete against it, you know.
So what you guys are views or opinions about Instagram and Twitter saying that they're messing up porn?
Wait, what did they say, that they're messing up porn?
I've never heard that.
What do you mean? You mean people that are using Twitter and Instagram are putting up pictures they shouldn't? Oh, okay. Well, I read a blog about Twitter because people don't understand that Twitter has not changed their terms of service. So basically, you can tweet anything you want as long as that little box is checked off on your settings that says may contain sensitive content, my pictures. You could tweet anything you want. I have one client who's suspended. Desiree knows who it is. And we've told her.
I didn't know about that option. I didn't know about that option. But I tweet from my phone,
me neither.
So I don't. You don't see that option.
So you
have to look at that.
Like where the notifications and everything are. I'll send you a link to my blog on Xcritic. So that box needs to be checked off. And she sent a picture of twerking with a butt plug in her ass and no panties on. And they suspended her again. And we keep telling her, check the box. And then your background, your header, which is the rectangle, and your avatar, which is the teeny tiny square, those can't have nudity in them. And I would say don't even do implied nudity. So as long as you don't have it there and you check the box off, you can tweet whatever you want. I mean, I kind of advise against tweeting something too hardcore. Like, naked might be okay, but, you know, at some point they may change the rules. Instagram, you can't even have implied nudity anymore. You have to be really careful.
That's ridiculous. So I guess some porn stars are upset, saying that girls just build up followers and they are making more for appearances than porn stars who really actually work.
Oh, are you talking about people that buy followers?
Maybe buying followers however they build up followers. And then I guess they're getting paid more for appearances than girls that actually work their ass off.
I know a girl who might have been on your show that got a Twilio and she bought her followers and the Twilio is based on the amount of followers and there's no way she has that many followers. And I have told my clients not to do it, but I know a few of you do, not mentioning any names.
I do not.
Not you too.
No, not me either. No, I will say I have a good amount of followers on Twitter, and I do know a lot of girls and I did not buy any of them, not one single one of them. And I do know that girls who have significantly less followers than me do work more. So I don't really know how much – I don't think it hurts anything, but I don't know how many companies book based on how many Twitter followers you have. You know what I'm saying?
You do. It's more for the following, most right, Erica?
No. You know what they're actually looking at is free ones, which also is not accurate. A lot of studios are looking at free ones.
That's so rigged. It's ridiculous. The person that won for the past 3 years, that was just bullshit.
I went to their party. It was fun. But yeah, they're basing it a lot on that. But I do, like, sometimes if somebody, I do notice, like, if I get you guys something that pays, like, feature dancing or an endorsement deal or something, they do look at the amount of followers. Like Nikki
right.
has, does she have like 250,000, some crazy ass amount? And
no, it was like almost 400,000, right?
Oh, well, I haven't looked at it lately. All the selfies she takes, they're so awesome. But somebody was bringing that up about how she had so many followers and they'd rather have her, you know, and I don't know who the other client was, because they had so many followers, you know, and I was like, okay, you know, and I mean, you know, but in all honesty, if you walk down the street and you ask people names of porn stars, more than likely they're going to know, like, Tara Patrick and Jenna Jameson and Sasha Gray and maybe Jenna Hayes, you know, like, you know, most people walking down the street don't know, like, the whole porn crowd. You know, they don't know who Jada Stevens is. They don't know who Molly Inc is. They should. Unless they're real porn aficionados, they don't. So,
that's funny because... Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm done. Go ahead.
Because, like, on our last show, Heaven was asking me, like, you know, don't people come and bother you all the time on the street? And I'm like, no. And shouldn't you get a bodyguard? And I'm like, no. Like, it's, you know, maybe a few times people have come up and, like, been like, hey, you know, I recognize you. But it's so rare. Yeah. And people are shocked to hear that. I'm like, not everybody knows who I am. Like, I'm not, you know, Angelina.
Ill. Don't bring her up. Ill. Homeworker.
You know, I'm not like, yeah, but they, some people think that like everybody knows who we are. I'm like, not, I mean, unless you watch like a whole bunch of porn.
Well,
and
I think the porn industry actually.
Like Lisa Ann.
No, I think the porn industry from back in the day when Jenna and Tara, it changed a lot because they became popular off their movies. And now, like, it seems like girls are nowadays getting more popular off just, like, social media.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
maybe.
Like
well,
they're really not putting...
They're
really not putting in the work, like Ginger Lynn, Amber Lynn, Terry Weigel, Tara
Debbie
Patrick,
Diamond.
Jenna Jameson. Yeah, all the legends, you know what I mean?
Tracy
so
Canyon.
They have to...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, they had to put in a lot of work. They had to do feature dancing. Like, I would work the circuit wherever these top girls were, and I would work at all these clubs, and I would make bank. But then I don't know how it is, like, being a house girl. Maybe one day we have to maybe, like, just interview a house girl. And is the money... I know the money is different, but is it the same, like, if, like, Lisa Ann came in and feature dance, is there only money for Lisa or is there money for everybody?
I don't know.
It might vary.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I tell you,
I mean, if somebody comes in and they love Lisa or whoever it is, Lisa Ann, Kendra Les, whatever, whoever's featuring, and then, you know, they see you and you're friendly and you're fun, you know, they could spend money. I think it just depends. Kind of like luck of the
yeah.
draw and all that. And also,
but
like, you know,
I think, yeah, the whole industry just changed. It did like a complete 360 in my opinion.
Well, that's why it's important to have a publicist, because there's hundreds and hundreds of girls that come into the industry every month, especially when school gets out in June. They all try to get into porn and go work at the strip club.
Oh, God. So maybe, Karen, we need to invest in a publicist. Just joking.
Oh, stop. but
I know. Where can we find one?
Getting back to that bodyguard thing, sometimes you need one. Jenna DeRoss was at AVN a couple years ago, and this guy came up and licked her elbow. And she's like, I was so freaked out. Where was security? And I'm like, I don't know. This is before I started working with her. And I was like, I don't know. And she doesn't want to do trade shows now. Because, I mean, those people that come to the trade shows, they're kind of scary. They've harassed me. Remember, Desiree, that one guy who thought I was in Score
mm-hmm.
magazine?
Yeah, he completely
argued with
her. You're the one in the girl in the picture. Like, why are you lying? I'm like, that's me, dumbass. But we're going to take a quick break. Huh? We're going to take a quick break. Yeah, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio.
Welcome back. You are listening to Jungle Fever on Dollhouse Radio and True Front and Back. I am Boobzilla, my co-host, Sexy Karen Fisher, and we have our guest, the Sexy Eric Icon.
Erica Icon.
She's still. Hello. Oh, okay. I'm like, what the heck? All right, so we're going to continue our conversation about what we were talking about, you know, weird things of the industry and how the industry changed.
Mm-hmm.
Any other thoughts?
Facebook how is a huge problem.
Really? Why Facebook?
Yeah. Well, they're harassing me because I've been Erica Icon for a long, long, long time as a writer, as a publicist, as an artist. And I think some haters might have reported me and said that's not a real name. And it's not my legal name, but it's my everyday name, and that's what you're supposed to use. So they made me put in a name, which I refused to put in my legal name. So I put in my mom's maiden name. People kept going, are you getting married? Are you married? I'm like, no, it's fucking stupid. So then one day I get on, and they make me send in my ID. And they didn't change the name, but I still can't change it back to Icon. And they've been like flagging my post, like saying I'm putting up stuff I'm not supposed to. There's a picture of Kayla Jean Danger leaning over a pool table. She had all her clothes on. There was no ass crack. There was no snatch, no nothing. And there's nothing wrong with the picture. So I opened another account that I'm using. But it's just ridiculous. They're just going after the porn industry and they're making it hard. And I have to have an account. So some of them I run myself. Some of them I run with you. Some of them you run and I post your press release to it. And it's just frustrating. You know, and I'm to the point now where I only post up the links to my website where the press release is. So it's not going to an adult site like Adult DVD Talk or X-Critic or AVN or X-Biz or anything. Like, it's just ridiculous. And it's just like, if you didn't have porn people on Twitter and Instagram, it would be boring. And people, look at how many followers, you know, these people have. So obviously people are interested in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I have a question. So for you girls, what are some of the things you can do to make this new generation of porn work for us, Karen?
I have no idea. I have no freaking clue. Sorry. Yeah,
right.
That's my best answer.
That's great. And we'll cut back to you. Erica, you're not in the porn industry, but what would you say for the new generation of porn? What could girls do to make it work for them?
I am in porn. I'm just not a sexy bitch like you two, and people don't get to see me naked unless they're really lucky.
But no, what would you tell your girls, like, to make it, you know, for them to have, like, a longevity in the industry?
Well, you need to turn out good performances. You need to show up on set, not just on time, but early, and have a good attitude towards everyone so people want to book you. You need to use your social media because it's free advertising, you know? And you need to be nice to your fans when you interact with them at trade shows or at trade shows or on Twitter. And, you know, hire a publicist if you really want to stand out, unless you're good at marketing yourself, which a lot of girls don't know how to do. So that's where I come in.
All right. So, Karen, you had some little thought about thinking about that question. Do you have an answer?
Yeah, because I know. Okay. I didn't, I'm like, what does he mean, this new generation of porn? I didn't really understand the question, sorry.
That's why I was like, we'll be back to you.
Yeah, I mean, I would say, I think it's good to be diversified. I think it's good to do all different kinds of things, you know, do movies, feature dance, cam shows, custom videos, like all these little things add up. And I do think, show up to set on time with a good attitude, give a good performance. That's what, gets you fans. That's what gets you the followers.
Yeah, it's true. Without your fans, you don't move up the ranks. So we have a caller on the line.
Oh.
His name is Joseph.
Hello.
Hello there, Desiree.
How are you?
Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you
You're
for
welcome.
Joining us on Truth Front Back on Dollhouse Radio.
Thank you. And hello again, sexy Karen Fisher.
Hello.
Yeah, and then say hello to our publicist, Erica Icon.
Hello there, Erica Icon. Welcome to Truth Front and Back.
Why, thank you.
So do
I'm
you have
sorry.
A question for us?
First, I'm sorry you couldn't get Misty Stone on your show. Would have loved to have heard her and talk to her.
I know. We were looking to forward to that, but, you know, sometimes technical difficulties happen, so, you know. So did you have a question, sweetie?
Question. What was the topic?
The topic was, like, weird things that guys ask.
Weird things. Any advice for the new porn generation or whatever?
Good question. I wish I had the answer for that.
Well, if you went on a date with a porn star, who would it be, and what would your ideal date be?
Oh, that's a good question.
It is.
Yeah, I get it.
I think either Karen Fisher or India Morrell.
Well, thank you.
And then, so what would your ideal date be for these two sexy ladies? And I know India is very demanding, so I want to hear this one.
Well, I know she's very demanding. Whatever she wants, I'll be happy to oblige. as a gentleman.
Oh, that's cute. So you would buy them flowers, open the door, pull out the chair, obviously pay for dinner, right?
Where would we go? I want to know where we're eating.
Karen loves to eat, so she wants to hear where you're eating.
That's right.
Whatever restaurant you like would be all right by me.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
That's so nice. So she likes Hitachi or a Japanese restaurant.
Where you sit
down and eat in Indian style and take your shoes off.
Oh yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, but
like
thank
those.
You, Joseph, for calling
you're
in
welcome.
And thank you for
I
our.
Do,
you
I
know.
Listen to all.
Well, thank you for your support.
And all
like,
the other lovely ladies, including India Morrell, anytime.
I heard like you're the Dollhouse number one fan. That's so awesome.
Yes,
but thank you for your support, and
thank you for
calling in to True Flat and Back on Dollhouse Radio. Have a good night, baby. So,
now I'm hungry.
Now you're hungry, so now you're going to have to go eat.
I know. I'm going to have to find a snack.
All right, well, thank you, Erica Icon, for, you know, calling in and, you know, rescuing us.
Oh, you are welcome,
you.
Ladies.
Because you already
I
know I would
both.
Be, like, hyperventilating and, like, freaking out.
Yes, I know. You know I love you both.
Yeah, thank you for being on the show. It was fun. Very fun.
Yeah, so you could tell people real quick your Twitter if they wanted to follow you, or if people were serious about their career, you can
the website
contact you.
Is therubpr, therubpr.com. Instagram, therubpr. Twitter, therubpr. And I have a company page on Facebook for therubpr. I don't remember what the URL is for it, but I have that.
Awesome.
That's how you can find me.
And people can find me, BoobzillaXXX, and my Instagram is DeLuca Desiree. And the show Instagram is Truth Front Two Back, and Twitter is Truth Front Back.
All right. And you can find me, Karen Fisher, following me on Twitter and check out my website, SexyKarenXXX.com.
And you can follow Dollhouse Radio on Twitter at Dollhouse_radio. Thank you guys for tuning in. All you horny motherfuckers, tune in next Thursday, 11:30 Eastern Standard Time on Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio. Bye.
Bye.